Let's take you back now to the early 2000s, a period marked by a series of high-profile corporate and banking scandals. At the time, they generated outrage and some stiff prison sentences. Lawrence Lanahan has the story of one rogue trader who has served his jail time and is now trying to make amends.
It was one of the largest bank frauds in history. Currency trader John Rusnak racked up nine-figure losses at Baltimore's Allfirst Bank, trying to come back from some bad bets on the yen. He hid the losses for years by putting fake trades on the books and bullying colleagues.
Let me just turn this on.
After serving over 5 years in prison, Rusnak has spent his probation quietly franchising outlets of the Zips dry cleaner chain.
The Zips concept is based on volume. You know, we can do this for a lot cheaper.
It began with a stroke of luck in the form of a wealthy friend of a friend named Harvey Rothstein.
I went on a fishing trip about a month before I went to jail, and Harvey said, you know, when you get out, I'll take care of you. It's going to be all right. Don't worry. Your life's going to be restored to you. You're going to have a normal life when you get out.
Rothstein kept his word. He hired Rusnak right out of an East Baltimore halfway house to help find efficiencies in his business. And when Rusnak proposed the dry cleaner plan, Rothstein was one of the first investors.
I recognize there but the grace of God goes I.
Here's Rothstein.
Because I have friends far brighter than I am, and I grew up in a slum neighborhood in New York City. And we all did things that we could have gone to jail for, including me. Because we thought it was fun, like stealing cars for joyrides, except that's a felony.
Rothstein had given him a second chance, and that inspired Rusnak to give second chances to others. He helps juveniles in adult prisons find jobs and mentors when they get out. And at his dry cleaner outlets, he says he's hired 6 people out of prison and over 30 out of drug recovery houses. 2 years ago, Noah Sheffrin started working for Rusnak at $8 an hour while living at a recovery house following a heroin addiction. Now, the 23-year-old is managing one of Rusnak's Zips outlets, and he says he's still clean.
I've gone through, like, things in recovery that are tough and, like, where I've made mistakes. And, like, John's been, like, one of those phone calls I've made. And, like, hey, like, this is what happened. I screwed up. Like, I need help. And, like, he's been there.
When Rusnak made his first visit back to church after prison, he spied a former Allfirst colleague and ducked out a side door. He's since shared his story with a large men's group at that church, and his pastor, Pat Goodman, finds that courageous.
Because it was out there. I mean, you know, it's on the front page of the Baltimore Sun. And most of us don't have our failures out in bright lights like that.
Thing is, Rusnak already had a reputation as a church-going man before and while he defrauded Allfirst. After that, of course, he gained a new reputation as a master of deception. Gene Ludwig was hired by Allfirst's parent, Allied Irish Bank, to do the forensics on Rusnak's scheme.
It was enormously clever in terms of the way it unfolded.
What stunned Ludwig wasn't the $691 million that Rusnak lost, but his ability to go undetected for over 4 years.
In that sense, given the longevity, as I say, this is really a major event in financial history.
6 of Rusnak's colleagues were fired after the discovery. Another, who asked to remain anonymous, said the work atmosphere afterward was like a wake. Other attempts to interview Rusnak's former colleagues were unsuccessful, and you can't blame people for wanting to leave the whole episode behind them. Allfirst, in one form or another, had been in the community for 2 centuries, and Gene Ludwig says employees at banks like that are driven by a sense of civic purpose.
This kind of a shot out of the blue is incredibly wrenching. You know, people always ask themselves, could I have found it, or should I have found it, or why did I miss it? Because that'll be with them for the rest of their lives, some of these people.
Rusnak says he apologizes when he bumps into people from his past, and he doesn't reach out to those who've said they don't want to be in touch.
I know that I'll never be able to make up for the mistakes I made, financially, emotionally, relationally. So all I can do is start from here and try to do the best thing possible.
Rusnak has paid $1,000 a month in court-ordered restitution since his release, for a total so far of a little over $50,000. At that rate, it would take him 57,000 years to pay off the rest. For NPR News, I'm Lawrence Lanahan in Baltimore.